This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, everyone. The clip you're about to hear is from one of our exclusive Patreon episodes on a recent horror release, and just like all of our other episodes, it might include major spoilers for said horror release, so don't listen to it if you haven't already seen it. You've officially been warned. And if you'd like to hear the full episode, just head on over to patreon.com/horrorqueers and subscribe today. Without further ado, here is your exclusive Patreon clip. Okay, I have to ask you, Joe, would you recommend this movie?
I would. I unfortunately am not one of the people who loves this movie, but I quite like this movie. There's just some things I wish I liked more.
Okay, and then adding our new tradition, will you remember this movie by the end of the year?
Oh, I absolutely will. Yes.
Yeah. I am in the Love This Movie group, and I will absolutely remember this by the end of the year. I had so much fun watching this movie, and granted, it probably helps that my audience was fantastic.
Oh, were they receptive?
It was, hey, I'm not saying this to be like a generalization, but like, there were so many lesbians in my audience.
Oh, you mean the key demographic for this movie that would probably be very appreciative of it? Yeah.
100%. But I mean, even again, when we lose someone's jaw, every time we cut to it, just the reactions to the audience were just like,
oh, it's so good.
Chef's kiss. I loved it. I confess, I actually wasn't expecting to have fun with this movie because, I mean, I've seen this trailer a thousand times.
So many times.
Well, because, you know, I have my weekly series of the Alamo Draft House now, so I'm there every Tuesday and Wednesday night, plus whatever I see in the weekends, but literally every single one of my Terror Tuesday and Weird Wednesday screenings have played the trailer for Love Lies Bleeding in front of every single one of those screenings since the beginning of the year. So I know this trailer like the back of my hand, which makes me a little upset because footage from the final scene of this movie is in the trailer.
Yeah, and I'm not going to lie, I do feel like I would actually have enjoyed this film, so I've only seen it the one time. I got to go to a super early advanced screening of it. My audience was tragically just a bunch of white straight men from Toronto, so we got the reactions when a certain person loses their jaw, and then a couple of chuckles when a certain someone gets big, and that was the only reactions I was getting out of my audience, so that did not play super well. But the other issue was that I felt like I had seen the entire film from that fucking trailer. I wish I had never watched it.
So I don't have the same gripe as you because, I mean, look, my husband even was like, well, you just got to pull yourself out of your head. And I was like, okay, well, that's easier said than done. Because
says the psychologist.
I know. Well, no, because, you know, I don't know the context of that final scene when I'm watching the trailer, but.
But you're looking for it.
Well, that's the thing. So for me, for my brain, I'm like, okay, well, I very much remember certain parts of like the trailer. So I'm waiting for them to happen in the movie. And unfortunately, the last scene of the movie is also the last scene in the trailer, so it stuck out. And so while I wasn't necessarily spoiled by it, I mean, again, I knew at some point they were going to be in a truck and that the body in the back of the truck was going to still be alive. It at least wasn't a big plot reveal. And the marketing did a really good job, I thought, of hiding what the revenge was. Like, Jenna Malone and Dave Franco are barely, if even, in the trailer.
Yeah, no, it's definitely focusing on Katie O'Brien and Kristen Stewart. And I was appreciative of that. I think it was just more, there's something so straightforward about this narrative. Mm-hmm. And folks, we will have a lot to say about the sex scenes, the comparisons to Bound, just all of that kind of general stuff. But I guess at the heart of it, this is, yes, an erotic thriller. It's a crime revenge film, but it's also basically just, lovers on the run. Like, it's a narrative we've seen many, many times before. And I do think that Rose Glass is elevating some of this material, mostly in the way that she directs, because, you know, we've got the director and writer of Saint Maud here. So she is working at her apex peak. Mm-hmm. But with that said, I was hungry for some narrative twists, and I felt like the trailer gave away a lot of where the plot was going to go. So I think I was just wishing for something a little bit more. I think I'm going to be a lot more forgiving on subsequent rewatches, but I don't have that vantage point right now.